Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. I'm very honored to take my oath of office administered by you, the oath of office to serve the people of Wisconsin as State Superintendent of Public Instruction. It's certainly an honor. And thank you, First Lady Jessica Doyle, for being here today. And Governor Doyle, as most of you know in the room, Governor Doyle and Jessica Doyle are true champions of our public schools and our public libraries, and we couldn't do it without them. Thank you, State Treasurer Dawn Marie Sass, and also our other elected representatives, Sandy Pope Roberts, John Lehman, Polly Williams, Senator Lena Taylor, and Peggy Krusick are all here today, and it's an honor for you. Honor for me to be here with you this morning. And thank you, Mayor Tom Barrett, and also Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm, for being here, and most importantly, for the work that they do with the children of the city and the schools of the city. It's very, very important. And of course, Damon, thank you so much for being such a great MC and lifting up the children of the district that you work for in Mequon Thiensville. I also appreciate, beyond words, the efforts it took to make this event happen in Milwaukee today. And to do that, I want to thank MPS Board President Michael Bonds, all the board of directors from the Milwaukee Public Schools, Bill Andrikopoulos, our good friend Principal Tony Dinkins, for opening this wonderful school for this ceremony. And thank you for the students from Lincoln Center of the Arts Middle School for performing for us today, and to Jonathan Arias from VIEW for reciting our Pledge of Allegiance. They're all just tremendous representatives of the district. And to the white-shirted High Mount students who extended their summer school time to be here today, it's great to have them here helping us out get to the right place. Also, I want to thank, even though she's not here, State Superintendent Libby Burmaster for laying the foundation for the success that we will have in the next 4 years and her 8 years of dedicated service. And also, I want to thank my good friend and former boss, State Superintendent Barbara Thompson, for being here today. It's a real honor to have you here. And I remember the days back in the 1970s working for you, Barbara. And of course, the Department of Public Instruction staff members who are all here this morning, the ones who are here, but most importantly, the ones that helped arrange for this event. It could not have happened without high levels of organization and skills that they show on a regular basis. So thank you so much. And of course, my family, Kathy, our children, Aaron, Nick, Katie, grandkids, Tessa, Casey, Lauren, and Tegan, for being here and for being such a good family. And all of you here today from throughout our great state for joining me and my administration in this celebration. We are assembled here in this beautiful elementary school to state our unwavering commitment to public education in our state, to make sure that every child is a graduate no matter where they live across the state of Wisconsin. As we entered this auditorium today, we passed the plaque bearing the High Mount Class of 1932 Creed. And that creed from 1932 said this: "I will strive to do all in my power to benefit my school in every way and make it better for my having been here." Great words to live by in 1932, outstanding words to live by today. Generation of High Mount students, parents, and educators have worked together to make their lives, this neighborhood, city, our state, and nation better. The difficulties of this past year have many in Wisconsin, including here in Milwaukee, thinking about the challenges that past generations have faced. While it's always easy to assume that because it was back then, things were easier, I feel confident there were many struggles to overcome at that point in time, too. The children who came to High Mount in 1932 were part of an amazing generation of people, a generation that many have called our greatest generation. This generation fought both a Great Depression and a war, and they earned prosperity and freedom for their children and grandchildren. They fought injustice and they fought racism in this country, and they started the Civil War movement and opened our minds to justice for all. We have much to thank them for. But most importantly, in the end, this generation of Wisconsinites did leave our communities better for having been there. But while they did leave a great legacy, their work didn't end. In our great nation, every generation leaves work to be done. Every generation needs to embrace this ongoing work to leave a legacy of excellence to build a strong foundation for our future. Think about it, across the state of Wisconsin, our schools in every part of Wisconsin have helped our children to become active citizens, productive and skilled workers, and leaders who have risen to the challenges they face generation after generation. Our long-standing commitment to public education continues to earn nation-leading graduation rates, nation-leading college entrance exam scores, and strong increases in students taking rigorous college-level courses while they're still in high school. Our public system of schools has much that we should be proud of. Daily, teachers and students across this great state create learning that could not have been imagined in 1932. While we are proud of our students' accomplishments, just as they were in 1932, our commitment must be to meet the present-day needs of a global society. In other words, we've got to get better. Our democracy is made stronger by our constant effort to change and renew, to strive for the common good. And ensuring strong public schools and libraries delivers the opportunity for our next generation of leaders to be the greatest. Now we gather in this public school in a metropolitan area that's in the grips of an economic downturn, one of the more serious ones that we've faced since in the 1930s. We gather at a time when the nation's hard times play out in lost state revenues, leading to the most difficult state budget in recent history, which challenges our schools and our public libraries. All this happens at a time when achievement gaps are too large and too many of our students drop out. At a time when many are struggling with lost earning, lost jobs, lost homes. At a time when families increasingly find it hard to afford health care, a roof over the head, over their head, or maybe even their next meal. We know that struggles of families too often hit hardest on those we aim to protect and help flourish, our kids. In many cases, our schools and public libraries are the only place of certainty and security for our children. Even one dropout is too many. One homeless, hungry child is too much. A child struggling alone to read, to write, or multiply is more than what we should accept. Now is the focus on that which will last, a quality of education for every child a graduate, prepared for the workforce and further education. That lasts a lifetime. We must cast aside fear and instead hold on to compassion and kindness. We must strive to make our schools, students' lives better through our public schools. By doing it, we can create a foundation for a renewal of not only our society, but our collective spirit. For moral and economic reasons, we must continue our long-standing commitment to public education. We must fix what's broken and build upon what works. To do this, in Wisconsin, we must retain and recruit the highest quality educators we can. We must invest in innovation. We must ensure safe and respectful schools. We must advance common sense and transparent accountability. And we must work towards fair and sustainable school funding. Around 65,000 public school students in our state graduate every year, and almost 7,000 students drop out of school every year. Between students who drop out and those who graduate, there are large disparities by race, by disability, by ethnicity, and by social economic status. Of course, all of us in this room knows that that's wrong. Simply put, too many of our students drop out. Dropping out of school plays out over a lifetime for both the student and our society. Not only does this play out in terms of economic gain for children over a lifetime, but more importantly, it plays out in a lower quality of life for all of us. In December, we will hold the Wisconsin Graduation Summit to focus our state's attentions and efforts on increasing graduation rates and decreasing dropout rates. This summit will be a beginning as we focus our efforts on the school districts with the largest number of dropouts or the greatest disparities. The strength of this lies in gaining the support of the entire community, whether it's parents, educators, faith-based leaders, social service agencies, post-secondary education, law enforcement, tribal leaders, elected leaders, boys and girls clubs, and all others who serve children and families. Collectively, we must work to ensure that every child graduates. In this, our state's largest city, I will work with state and community leaders to aggressively transform Milwaukee Public Schools. I'm appointing a federal funds trustee for MPS to provide guidance and information to the district, to Mayor Barrett, Governor Doyle, the new Public Schools Innovation and Improvement Advisory Council, and me. I will reinvigorate and expand the DPI's Urban Education Office in Milwaukee, and I will hold office hours here. I will work with all community and state partners to improve education in this city. We need to leave behind blame and excuses and build upon the good work being done here by hardworking teachers, parents, and students. Regardless how MPS is governed and regardless of the assorted controversies that face tough choices and change, the people in Milwaukee dare to care, and so do I, that kids can learn in all of Milwaukee's publicly funded schools. Let me be clear, more of the same is not enough. And all of our schools in the state, all across the state, must be able to provide educational opportunities needed in this competitive global economy. I will expand the work of my Rural Advisory Council to ensure that a quality education is available no matter where a student lives in Wisconsin. We will work to support our quality schools and turn around our chronically low-achieving schools no matter where they are. I will join in with our congressional delegation, state and education leaders to leverage federal funds to bring innovation to our schools as we race to the top and be prepared for the eventual decline in federal funding. And we will also work very hard to ensure that federal education laws makes our schools not just accountable to Washington, D.C., but to the parents and the children and the residents of the state of Wisconsin. I've had the great pleasure traveling across the state to see the work of our students, educators, and libraries. Recently, I visited Plymouth, Wisconsin, also known as the cheese capital of the world, where public schooling began for me in Miss Potter's kindergarten class and where I graduated from high school. It is where my father, a doctor, and my mother, a nurse, taught me the importance of education, service, and kindness. And it is where my grade school and high school classmate, Kathy, became my wife and my partner for life. Frankly, visiting communities across Wisconsin, meeting our educators, students, their families, and advocating for schools and public libraries is an absolute vital role for the state superintendent, and it's one that I will really enjoy. From rural Waseca to Wausau, from Valdres to Verona, from Mellon to Milwaukee, Oakfield, and all places in between, we must strive to do better for our public schools. While we can feel pride in our accomplishments, the status quo is neither sustainable or acceptable. We must bring meaningful change to struggling public schools. We must deliver hope through the power of public education. One of the tragedies of our federal policies over the past decade is that we have cared about only that which is tested. As a result, the emotional and social needs of our children have taken a back seat. We must invest in the lives of our children, especially those in need, both inside and outside the classroom doors. Wisconsin knows what to do. The students of High Mount generations ago and today know what we need. Students, love your families and friends, study hard, graduate, work hard, and give back to your loved ones, your neighbors, your city, and your state. Parents, please turn off the TV, read to your children, and as the most important teacher in their lives, teach them to respect themselves and others. Educators, the work will only get harder, but the stakes are so much more high. You're up to the challenge. Expectations have never been higher for us. I will do my best to continue to tell your stories of success across the state and nation. And to all the adults gathered here and across the state of Wisconsin, join us. We need every child to graduate. Support your public schools, libraries, and students. I'll be there, but we all need to step forward. I'm honored and blessed to stand here today with High Mount students. My 2009 creed is this: I will strive to do all in my power to benefit Wisconsin students, their schools, and libraries in every way, and make it better for my having been here. Plainly speaking, you're looking at a cancer survivor who's been given a second chance. I'm ready to work with you and fix what doesn't and build upon what does. In this effort to be the best, it will take all of us. Thank you for being here today, and God bless all our children.